Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers, and she is president of Kiwanis. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
You know, does Kiwanis have a bigger name than that, or is that it? I mean, it's not like the international group of so-and-so. It's just Kiwanis, and that's what we recognize.
Yes, it's just Kiwanis. Yeah. But it's international, so it's in other countries also, not just in the United States.
And, of course, they have lots of projects, and we'll have time to talk about a few of those. But first, you know, if somebody's listening and going, Kiwanis, I've heard that name. I have no clue what they're about. You know, what is Kiwanis about? What's kind of the purpose?
Well, it's a service organization, and its main goal is to help one child at a time across the world.
And you have done that locally, and I know you've worked on a project that was huge in internationally. So you have a really, I think, active group going here in Atlantic.
We do. Actually, last year, and it's been a five-year project, we've been working to eliminate neonatal tetanus. And we did a fundraiser, and all of the Kiwanis across the nation are raising funds and to eliminate that disease, which is, it's like pennies. It doesn't cost very much to give the immunization to the mamas, but if the mamas don't get that, they can pass on tetanus to their babies when they're born.
And Atlantic did very well. You met your goal and you added a lot of money to that project.
We did, and they international wanted us to keep going and set a higher goal, and we're like, no, we feel we've done our part. We don't want to tax our community for that.
And I'm thinking you want to move on. You have other kinds of projects that you want to do and put your energy and your time into also. So one of those is Builders Club. What is Builders Club?
Well, Builders Club is a service organization for young people in middle school. We do have that locally. We also have Action Club, which is a service organization for mentally challenged, handicapped, or elderly. And Amy and Warren Rowland are the sponsors for Action Club at Allen Place and Specialty Care here in Atlantic. And they do some fun stuff with bears and blankets, and they're very giving and very active. Mm-hmm. Getting back to Builders Club, middle school group, there can also be a key club in the high school, which we've kind of been working on a little bit. We have youth that are interested in that program. And then we also have kids club, which can be in the elementary. We do not have that here. And then Circle K as at the college level.
It just goes on and on from really young to the end of life, I guess. So it's a long-range program. You can get involved whatever age you are. So who are members? You middle school, but tell us a little more about, is every person a member? How do you be a member of Builders Club?
Builders Club is for 6th through 8th grade, and any child is welcome. Usually the kids that are involved are the ones that invite others. Teachers and the counselor and the principal also recommend kids to come, but anyone's welcome. And there are a lot of kids that are super busy already in middle school with sports and activities like that. So generally, we tend to get the young people that aren't involved in anything yet, and they're trying to find their niche. They're interested in giving to their community. They're interested in knowing what's going on in their community, and they often have no clue how to do that.
But I've seen them grow in that. I've visited a few times, and it's interesting because one of the things they have to do is to conduct their own meeting.
They do. It's just like the Kiwanis meeting format, the big people's meeting. They open it with the pledge and the dinging of the bell, and then they have a president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, and a sergeant in arms.
Okay, keep things in order. So when do they meet, and how often do they meet?
Well, we just started a tradition of the first and the third Wednesday of every month. We meet right after school, and Wednesday is generally an early out day, so that works really well. During the school year, we meet in one of the school rooms, and then during the summer, we've been meeting in the morning for breakfast, and they have an activity planned, and it's a service activity for the summer.
Wonderful. So we need to know what that service project is.
Yeah, last year we made paper flowers and took them to Allen Place. We've done various things throughout the year. This year, they really were interested in fashion, and they wanted to do a fashion show somewhere. So we have set it up, and we have linked up with Lori Knutson in Uppercut and More, and we'll be modeling and fashioning her clothes and accessories at Allen Place on July 19th. We will begin at 2 o'clock. Public is welcome to come and attend that. I think there's going to be some light refreshments served also.
And I know the people at Allen House will absolutely love this. Because I'm thinking they love it when they have visitors, but especially young people.
Yeah, they enjoyed the kids last year when we took paper flowers out. The kids are kind of timid, you know, mm-hmm. They're at first. Mm-hmm. And they kind of hide behind me when they come in. I have a feeling, though, with the fashion show, Lori's great at just working with them. We've been down there a couple times and picked out some clothing to make them feel good about themselves and how to present themselves and how it feels to be special, you know, in showing off how pretty they can be or attractive yeah. They can be. Or some of it is active wear, too, because some of our kids are very sporty and very outdoorsy. So we're trying to show the residents of Allen Place what these middle school kids are like, what they can be like. And basically, the Builders Club is to establish leadership within the youth and give them a sense of community and responsibility and kindness towards others.
And you practice that in many different ways. I'm thinking that one of the reasons they may be a little shy when they go to Allen House, besides that's a different experience, but I'm wondering how many of them actually have older relatives, older people that they actually communicate with, and that can be pretty intimidating if you haven't had that experience.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I don't really know yet at this point how they'll react. When they've been trying on the clothes, they're quite showy.
Of course. Yeah, that's great fun and fun with each other, I'm sure. So that's something kind of unique that you're doing. Now, I know that Builders Club has, in the past at least, done some work related to smoking, not smoking.
Yes. Since I used to be in tobacco prevention, we have linked up with tobacco prevention specialist, and we've also linked up with Zion Recovery so that we can teach the youth about being aware of what's out there and being able to say no, and showing them that there are other activities that they can do to keep busy and not have to fall into the pattern of drugs or drinking or tobacco use.
Yeah. Well, they're a fun group. It's really fun just to see them kind of take charge and develop, and you know, so, and that's such an important age, I think, at that junior high level. Let's talk about some of the other projects that Kiwanis does, because children, youth are the center of your programming.
Everything we do, whether it be a service project or fundraising, it is geared towards children, to help children so children can benefit. Of course, our concession trailer has been in full stream during the summer. We have done some stuff with the activity in the park. We did Walnut Days. We've done the 4th of July celebration. We'll be doing Atlantic Fest. And the funds that we make from that all go towards buying helmets, because we give helmets to third graders. We buy teddy bears, and teddy bears are given to people that are in distress. Say they ended up at the emergency room and they're scared, or maybe a policeman's had to come to their home, or we started something kind of new. Amy really felt like she would like to see children get bears that are in grief. And so we've provided Kiwanis bears to Warren, or to Roland's, but also to Hockenberry's too. Okay. And so those are available and the Action Club is making little blankets to go along with the bears, so it has a special touch. And there's been lots of testimony of children hugging on those and feeling comforted by that. We also bring Josh the otter into kindergartners, and they do a program. He's a giant otter, and he teaches kids about being aware of water. You know, if they would fall in the pool, what would they do? My goal for this year has been, as president, is to reach out to the other communities in Cass County. So we were able to give helmets to CAM schools. And then Josh the Otter also, besides Atlantic, Josh didn't go to CAM South, but we gave books out there.
Okay. So you're reaching out to the county and reaching out to kids, their parents, in lots of different ways. We want to thank you very much, Carla Akers, for bringing us up to date on Kiwanis. And if you have any questions about Kiwanis, you want to join, give Carla a call or probably one of those other members. Until next time, here is a thought. I'm a great believer in luck, and the harder I work, the more I have it.